Yeah, so that's right. So the first thing that the government's going to ask for in these situations is, you know, just tell me, you know, the attorney names, tell me their email domains, tell me their addresses, and all, anything that I can run as a search term. So, you know, most probably inside your company, you've got all of that information more or less together. If you don't, maybe it's not a heavy lift to get it together. So the only thing I would add, we'll kind of move on to something else, but the law is evolving, technology is evolving, and so there are kind of baseline non-negotiable minimums that have to be a part of every filter process, but at the same time, there are, you know, differences in every situation. There's differences in, you know, how your data is stored, what kind of data are we talking about, how much is it, who are the agents, you know, are you dealing with, if you're dealing with the fraud section in the criminal division in Washington, that's one set of realities. And if you're dealing with my office and its resource levels and base of experience, it's a different one. And so you need to be, you know, if you're a cost-conscious in-house general counsel and you want to protect your privilege and your rights, but not get into a bunch of expensive litigation if you can help it, then, you know, you just want your attorneys to kind of have an understanding of what, how things work on the government side so that they can then have a productive dialogue and try to come up with an agreed process to, you know, accomplish, as Doug said, what everybody wants for the most part. You know, we don't want to be exposed to privileged materials. You don't want us to be exposed to it. And it's, you know, it's something that most of the time I think can be managed as long as everybody's working toward that same goal.
And one last point I would add to that quickly, yeah, is because I think there's, it's kind of a Harbor Health, I think, is a cautionary tale for both the government and also for defense counsel and for company counsel. There were a number of factors in this case that, you know, are in some ways unique to Harbor Health, otherwise not. But as we see more and more data, as Doug was visiting with you about a minute ago, we see some of these issues come up. Problems with Harbor Health included that the government kept these privileged, at least identified privileged materials for years. They knew about those privileged materials because of those prior litigations and certainly because counsel told them. The government didn't tell the magistrate judge. The mag signs off on the search warrant, and the government had the opportunity, presumably, to advise the mag of the fact that there are privileged materials that may be gathered, and yet supposedly did not do so. They didn't destroy or return searched items or privileged items. As I read the case, the government identified, and I think agreed upon certain things that were in fact privileged, but as I think they told the district court in one of the hearings, they kept them in the event that, without destroying, in the event that a later filter team could come to a different conclusion, which does not feel like the way to go. And then they unilaterally, in some cases, decided that items were not privileged and simply produced them to the PROS team, as opposed to identifying the fact that they disagree with items identified as privileged and having that dialogue with defense counsel or submitting it to a court. As I read the case, they simply passed it over to the trial team, which, you know, that strikes me as something that is inappropriate, and probably those factors combined may have caused the Court of Appeals to feel that it had to take action under these facts.
Yeah, fair enough. Jeff, I think you were going to help us out with United States versus Morton. So this is another search warrant case, and it's Morton is currently under en banc review at the Fifth Circuit, so it's kind of a one to watch.
One to watch.
This may not end up being the holding, but it's an interesting example of how the law can evolve and change related to the execution of search warrants. So Jeff, just give us a rundown on it.
Yeah, it's a child pornography case, so it's, you know, what probably nobody in this room deals with day to day. But it has, again, as Alan said, has to do with search warrants. In this case, the government obtained a warrant to search a target's cell phone. He was believed to be involved in drug possession, not trafficking, which is important, but possession of narcotics. They get a fairly general warrant for the cell phone. The government gathers the cell phone or collects it, then goes about reviewing the cell phone in totality as opposed to looking at it individually or compartmentally because the warrant and did not require that. They, after getting a search warrant in a drug possession case, they search the text messages, which makes sense. They search other communications, phone logs and such, but they also search his photographs, which it turns out contain, I think, a vast number of child pornographic images. So clearly outside the scope of what the government was investigating with the search warrant, but also clearly illegal from a federal standpoint too. So with that general non-particularized warrant, they pick up items that then turn into a prosecution for child pornography, which I think was in Judge O'Connor's court here in the Northern District. Is this en banc as well?
Yes. Okay.
So the issue for the court en banc is going to be whether or not, from a Fourth Amendment particularity requirement, is it sufficient when you're searching a cell phone like this, is it sufficient to have a warrant that authorizes the global gathering and search of everything on that phone? Or as we see more and more data, which we do on cell phones and computers as well, is there a requirement that you have essentially authorization from a particularity standpoint to look in separate compartments within that phone? And the panel for the Fifth Circuit, I think, identified, I forgot the name of the case,